It's about to get real. Triple M rocks footy finals. 3 days to go.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because grand final day is just around the corner.
Anything can happen on the day, and no doubt anything will happen.
And the drive home just got a little bit pantherier. This is the Triple M Panther Hour.
Yes, the busiest man in rugby league who's not actually playing on Sunday. MG, you have been everywhere.
I've loved it. I loved every second of it because it means that Penrith are in the grand final. It's the first time since 2003, and they're up against a formidable opponent, but I think destiny is in the young cubs of Panthers' eyes.
We're going to be speaking to one of those formidable opponents.
Hard word to say, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, actually. How do you mention it? We're going to be speaking to one of those tough opponents in about 15 minutes' time. Brandon Smith is going to join us, a player who I know you are very much a fan of, MG. Everybody, this is what they want to hear, though. We have got the final tickets.
Yes.
Anywhere.
The last two.
The last two, golden ticket style to Sunday's game. You can't get them anywhere after this. Once they're gone tonight, they're gone.
Forever.
And we'll tell you, and you got to be switched on to win them tonight, I'll tell you that much. I'm taking control of the quiz after the effort you put in yesterday, MG.
Yeah, rightly so.
Legal have jumped in and said MG's not allowed to do quizzes anymore.
Well, the Jungle Book creators wanted some royalties.
Jungle Book. There will be no Jungle Book questions. Righto, we've got to get into this, though. We got, MG, you're ranking your best ever Clive Churchill performers. So much coming up. But next, I've got a concerning question about your Panthers, MG.
Oh, what? Come on, man.
I don't know if they've got enough experience. And I want you to convince me that they do.
Oh, I'll convince you, all right.
The Panther Hour, Triple Panther.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Panther Hour with MG and Liam on Triple Panther. That banger from 1991, MG. You would have been rocking out at the Leagues Club after the grand final all those years ago to a bit of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I think we were. Don't remember much about the after we won.
Well, you are going to tell some stories from those celebrations before 7 o'clock tonight, but we need to do this.
Flam rocks the footy, and this is the burning question.
So much has been made about this young Penrith team. The streak that they're on, the wins that they've had, the camaraderie that exists within this group. We know they've come through the junior grades together. MG, are they experienced enough to handle the day, handle the occasion, and handle this formidable finals-hardened opponent in the Melbourne Storm that they'll face on Sunday?
The answer is yes. The old saying, if you're good enough, you're old enough. They had five players and a coach in the team of the year. They've got James Tarmow, grand final winner. Appy Corrissau, grand final winner. Zane Tadavano, grand final winner. Kurt Capewell was in a grand final winning week with the Sharkies. Nathan Cleary playing his 100th game on Sunday, ironically. Two Origin Series winners. He's 22. I know it's our job, Liam, to analyse and dissect, but the cold hard facts are that I think Penrith are just the better footy team. They just play the better form of footy, and they have a respectful confidence in the way they play. Their youthful exuberance makes them dangerously unaffected by the occasion. And when I say dangerous, that's to the opposing teams, that is. They've won 17 straight for a reason. Only two other teams in the history of our game have ever done it. I think the magnitude of their accomplishments this season can never be understated. And they don't seem to have any expectations on themselves. And that kind of means no panic in last week against South Sydney when South came back and threw everything at them. And Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds in that last 10, 15 minutes, I thought, okay, here we go. This is the test. And they withstood it. They withstood it. And there's no reason why they can't withstand the Melbourne Storm.
We're going to speak to Brandon Smith very shortly. And even he has experienced a losing grand final. And I look at the numbers, okay? And if you average out the Panthers' lists and games, age and games experience, it's a 25-year average as an age and 88 games experience. When you look at this Melbourne Storm forward pack in particular, you've got the Bromwich brothers, Kenny with 247 games experience, Jesse with 170, Cam Smith 429. I mean, that's just an outlier. Kafusi 131. Asafa Solomon has played 130 games. Christian Welch is the only one under 100 games experience, and he's 95, so he's basically there. And then you flip it and you look at this Panther pack, and Tarmow and Coruscant, but then are both over 100, as is Fisher-Harris, but then Kikau, Martin, actually Yeo's over 100 as well, but there's just that little bit of inexperience. And I wonder, on the big stage at ANZ Stadium on Sunday, can the moment get to them? Because they've been outstanding all through the year. I'm not questioning that.
Yeah. Oh, and I get where you're coming from. And I think a lot of people will be thinking the same thing you're thinking, and they have every right to. But when you watch this team closely, they just throw caution to the wind. They've got a structure set that, if that doesn't go the right way, they go the other way. They've got Luai on the left. They've got Cleary on the right. They've got Kikau on the left, Martin on the right. Their fullback is stat-wise the best diffuser of a bomb in the competition, something he's worked on profoundly. I think he's dropped two bombs all year, has Dylan Edwards. And sometimes expectation can sometimes paralyse. And I'm talking about the Melbourne Storm, that is. You know, they're expected to win. The bookies have got them at $1.70. Everything points to a Melbourne Storm victory. But don't tell the Panthers that, because they're not going on Sunday to come second, I'll tell you that.
I love it. You've restored my faith. Bugger the numbers, MG.
Numbers, schmumbers. We're not accountants.
Numbers, schmumbers.
We're football players, not accountants.
Well, I'll tell you one man who's a football player, Brandon Smith from the Melbourne Storm.
Bring him on.
He is set to join us next on that. I wonder how he's going to feel about it being the Panther Hour on Triple Panther.
Oh, he might say something about that. That'd be good.
Oh, I hope he doesn't. You know how I'm pretty brave behind the microphone?
Yeah, but
not with him. Brandon Smith.
No.
It's the Panther Hour. I'm Triple Panther with MG and Lee, and Brandon Smith from the Melbourne Storm will join us next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Panther Hour with MG and Liam on Triple Panther. The final tickets available for Sunday's game are sitting in MG's hands right now, and if you want to win them, make sure you keep listening. The last tickets on the face of the planet. One bloke who does not need a ticket, he's earned his right to be there on Sunday afternoon, is this man who joins us now, Brandon Smith from the Melbourne Storm. G'day, Brandon.
Hey, I'll take those tickets, though.
We're going to have stay on the line. We're having a Panther quiz later. You might win. Mate, congratulations on a fantastic season. You are a dead set pleasure to watch. Every time you take the field, whether it be in the starting outfit or off the bench, you just make things happen. Congratulations on a great year, bud.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that coming from you too, mate. It's really an honour to hear that coming out of your mouth, mate. I'll try to replicate your game a little bit, I reckon, trying to be a lunatic a bit. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? If you be a lunatic, you might get a job on the radio when you finish playing footy. So keep being a lunatic, brother.
Does it pay well?
It pays real well, yes.
Because there's not a lot going upstairs. I don't think they'll ever teach you footy.
Hey, ditto, brother, ditto. Listen, I didn't realise you were you played in the NYC in the Cowboys. Did you play in the same team as Billy Kikau?
Yeah, the Cowboys missed out on signing both of us, so it's a bit of an upset. But yeah, we were good mates, and he's a really good player to play with. He scored like 26 tries that season, and I think they all just went off the ruck. I was the hooker feeding them tries, and it was a pleasure to watch.
Brandon, you've already ticked one of the boxes required to work in radio post-career. You've got to be brave enough to just whack people, and the fact you've just thrown one at the Cowboys for missing out on you and Billy Kickout, you're going to be fine in radio post-career footy, mate. Hey,
stuff them.
There you go. Hey, playing with the Melbourne Storm, some people probably just assume you've already won a premiership in your career, but you've experienced a loss. What lessons are you carrying with you from the grand final loss in 2018 this week? What are you taking? What memories are coming back to you, and how are you taking them into Sunday?
For me, the memory I remember so much is just that game got taken away from us at the start of the game. I was on the bench. I didn't get on till the second half, and I was a bit younger then, so that's rightly so. I was that small fry that doesn't get on till the last 10 minutes and the game was already over. So hopefully I got a little bit more trust in me this year and I get to go on and try and make a difference early. But I just remember that game, just they started really hard on us, and I think we let the moment just slip away early in the game. So I hope the boys take that all in and you know, we can get a good start to the game, and hopefully I can come on when the boys, the Panthers boys, are all tired, and try and make a difference like I always try to do. And I just hope that, you know, we have a good game, and I get to get a ring. So I'll be really stoked if that happens.
Such a different year, mate, in so many ways, so many ways. You've been asked to jump through so many hoops, everyone in the competition. You've done it. You've got to the big dance, finally. How has it affected your season? What's been the hardest thing about living in the bubble?
To be honest, for me, it hasn't been so hard, because the life I live in Melbourne isn't too flash anyways. It's always cold. It's always cold there, so you don't want to get out of the house too much. You want to stay in the warm. And, for me, just being in the bubble, I've got to hang around the boys a lot. And for me, that's huge, because I just love to be around people, and I love playing card games. I love playing video games. I love doing the lot. And I love staying busy and just having fun with my mates. And it's detrimental at times, because my missus, she never gets to see me. So when the boys are available all the time, I have to go see them. And I literally play cards, I reckon, 6 hours of the day, and just talk absolute smack the whole time and piss a lot of people off. But I've really enjoyed the bubble life, and to know that what Victoria is going through is what we could have been going through. It just really
well said.
It's been pleasurable being on the sunny coast, and I've got to live under the sun and miss the winter. So there's not a lot I want to, you know, say that I'm living a bad life. Like, the bubble life for me has been real good. So I don't want to dwell on being the guy that, we had to move away and we had to do all this bad stuff, because it's really been good for me, to be honest. So
great perspective, brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's the way. Look, just finally for me, you've got a few nicknames. I want you to answer A, B, or C. Is it A, the Bulldog? Is it B, the Wombat? Or is it C, the Block of Cheese?
It's C.
Block of Cheese every day of the week, baby.
But I'll take any one of them. The Wombat was actually given to me by Jonathan Thurston. He said that when I played at the Cowboys. So I think the Melbourne nickname is Block of Cheese, and if I ever go to the Cowboys, it'll be back to the Wombat.
I'll tell you what. The Panther Hour, on Triple Panther, suffered some brand damage, MG, because we didn't expect to bring a Melbourne Storm player in to be so damn likable and convert some people to Melbourne Storm for Sunday's game.
This kid's a good one. He's a good one.
Oh,
Brandon Smith. And wherever you end up next year, we don't know, but good luck on Sunday. May the better team win.
At least I'm not falling asleep listening to Matty Guy. Jesus.
I love it. Brandon Smith from the Melbourne Storm, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, love you, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
You too, mate. Outstanding. I think I'm going for the Melbourne Storm. I don't know what happened.
He's my new favourite player.
All right, 133.53. No. Brandon Smith can't have the tickets, but you can. If you want to win them, give us a call right
now. Sydney born and bred. Is there really a team from anywhere else? This is Triple M's Panther Hour with MG.
For the first time since 2003, the Panthers are into the grand final.
Penrith come up with it. It's all over. It's all over. And the Penrith Panthers are on to the grand final.
And we've got your tickets.
Remarkable!
This is the Rush Hour's Panther Quiz.
The final tickets in all the world.
Like hen's teeth. They're rare as.
We have got the final double to give away to Sunday's game. I apologise to everybody who's still calling through. We do have our two contestants, MG. It is a pleasure to welcome in John from Penrith. G'day, John.
How you going?
Going good, mate. And Natasha from Penrith as well.
Hello.
Now,
you both sound nervous. Don't be. Don't be, because it's, you know what? It's the quiz that nobody can lose. If you do happen not to get to the grand final, well, we've got something else up our sleeve.
Yeah, if you don't win the tickets, you'll get $150 cash to buy yourself a KO subscription so you can still watch the final. Now, yesterday, MG, you did what's been described as a mediocre job of running the quiz.
That's by you.
Yeah.
That's by the bosses, they loved it. They loved how random I was.
Yeah. We must have different bosses. Today, I've got the questions handy. All right, your names are your buzzers, John and Natasha?
Yep.
Good luck.
Good luck. Panthers and rhinos, which one are there more of left?
John.
Oh, MG, you're the judge there, mate.
John.
Panthers.
Oh, hold on. MG gave it to John. Sorry, Tash. John?
Panthers.
That is correct. I'm sorry, Tash. We've got to wait for MG, the final adjudicator. That's all right. 1 point. You're still in it, Tash. Next one. Elephants, panthers. Which animal has the longer gestation period, i.e. which one's pregnant for longer?
John.
Tash.
Ooh. MG?
Go, Tash.
Tash?
Elephant.
It's down to the decider.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Okay. So let's be clear and loud with your voice when you know the answer. Because shout it out, because this is for the tickets to the grand final, Penrith v Melbourne.
Who has the greater top speed?
Oh,
she's gone without knowing the options. We got to have an answer, Tash.
Tash.
Panther.
It's unbelievable. Oh. She's done it. That was Listen. A brave, brave maneuver, Tash.
Because Liam just gave me this question in the ad break and I got it wrong. Finish the question, Liam.
Who has the greater top speed, a panther or Usain Bolt? A panther 58 k's an hour as opposed to Usain Bolt 45 k's an hour.
Yeah, I thought Usain was quicker.
Tash, so, you're going Natasha. To the grand final.
Yay!
Awesome, yay!
Congratulations. John, you don't go away empty-handed. We've got $150 KO subscription for you. Enjoy that. This is the Panther Hour with MG and Liam on Triple Panther. Up next, speaking of more power rankings. MG, you are 5-1 of your greatest Clive Churchill performances you've ever seen.
Could be a panther in it.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6-7 PM weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Panther Hour on Triple Panther. Liam Flanagan, MG here, and just before 7 o'clock, MG. Yesterday we relived the sadness that was the 1990 Premiership for you.
We did.
And we can't lead into the weekend with that mood sitting over the show.
So let's get excited.
So we are going to relive the 1991 Premiership and how exactly you celebrated.
A lot happier.
And I imagine you probably had your shirt off in some of those celebrations.
A lot.
Well, so let's do it again.
Oh, yeah. These buttons are a bit tight. Hold it. Yeah, rip them off. That's better. Oh, doesn't it feel good, eh? It feels free. It's a warm day.
Oh, yeah.
It's our last power rankings before the grand final.
Yes.
About to play, and I feel good.
What's the power rankings today, please?
Well, Sunday night at around 9:30 or 10 o'clock, someone will be judged the best on ground. Mm. The best on the ground is the Clive Churchill medalist. I'm going to give you the 5-1 of the best Clive Churchill medalists ever.
Excellent. Let's get into it. 5.
Sam Burgess, 2014.
Burgess has come away pointing at his cheekbone, I think.
Yeah, heroic. And we saw John Sattler back in the 70s play with a broken jaw. Sammy, in the first hit-up of the game against James Graham, his compatriot from England, he broke his cheekbone on Graham's face and he played out the whole game. South won 30-6. Great performance by Sam Burgess. Joey Johns in 2001. Why this is so daunting a prospect when you think about Joey Johns is the fact that he made 30 tackles. He was a leading tackle count in his team, Newcastle, who got out to a 24-0 ambush. Parramatta were the hottest team all year in 2001. They were so, so hot. But Newcastle had a plan, and the plan was to lead by 24-0 at half time. The score ended up 30-24, but that kind of does Parramatta some glory that they don't really deserve. The Newcastle Knights were awesome. Billy Peden, a couple of tries, but Joey John was the Clive Churchill medalist and thoroughly deserved.
Has there been a halfback as good defensively as Joey since?
No. Never will be.
Okay. 3.
Bradley Clyde played in the best grand final of all time, as far as I'm concerned, in 1989. When the Canberra Raiders won in overtime with Steve Jackson barging over for a try right at the end to win 19-14. But Brad Clyde was 19. He was 19 years of age, and he was the best on the ground by a mile, I might add. He was everywhere. He was the guy then that I thought, I'm going to run into him a few times in my career, and I can't wait. Because you know what? One of the game's best blokes as well.
Outstanding. We are counting down MG's 5 best Clive Churchill performances of all time. 2.
Luke Prittis in 2003.
And what a game he's had. He set the first one up, throws the dummy, carries Craig Fitzgibbon over the line. And Prittis, it's just reward for the kind of game he's had tonight.
Yeah, very similar to Sunday's game, where the Roosters were starting red-hot favourites. Panthers had a father and son combination in Johnny and Martin Lang, and Penrith have got Cleary's. And Luke Prittis on this night, as Sturlo said, then created all 3 tries. He scored one, set up the other 2, and that Scott Sattler tackle was in this game as well. That's the last time Penrith tasted glory. 18-6, Panthers over Roosters. Luke Prittis, fantastic game.
5, Sam Burgess in 2014. 4, Andrew Johns, 2001. 3, Brad Clyde in 1989. 19-year-old Brad Clyde. 2, Luke Prittis, 2003. And MG's greatest Clive Churchill medal performance ever.
1.
Jonathan Thurston in 2015.
He hits it, he's yes! got it! He's got the field goal! He's got the premiership! He has gone from a captain to a legend and probably rugby league immortality.
Everything Rab said, captain to a legend to rugby league or immortality, he will be an immortal, just a matter of when. That game, he was as busy as I've ever seen. Jonathan Thurston, the last play, when he got the ball out to the outside backs, and all of a sudden Kyle Felt scored that try. He kicked the goal from the sideline and hit the upright. Unfortunately for Ben Hunt, he dropped the ball off the kickoff from the ensuing scrum. The Cowboys won their first ever premiership on the back of a Jonathan Thurston field goal.
And that
what a grand final.
That commentary also there shows why Ray Warren is one of the greatest commentators in any sport of all time. Because want the commentary to match the moment. And it did it perfectly.
Yeah, Rabs is the best, always will be the best, and no one else is the best.
All right, speaking of the best, we're going to go back to the best time in MG's career, the 1991 Premiership, coming up very soon. The Panther Hour.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Here we go.
The Rush Hour Odds Update. Proudly brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today.
Yes, and we welcome in from PointsBet, friend of the show, Elliot Forbes. G'day, Elliot.
Boys, how are we going?
Mate, fantastic. Only 3 sleeps until the big one. Yesterday we spoke to you about the odds on the grand final. You had the Storm around $1.70, the Panthers around $2.25. Has that changed overnight?
No, it hasn't moved. We've still got the Storm at $1.70. They're very well backed with us at PointsBet. Penrith still outsiders at that $2.25 quote as well.
What about the elite odds in the grand final, mate?
This is a crack at this one. The punters at PointsBet, they love it. Either Josh Adokar or Nathan Cleary to score a try, any stage, $2.50.
While we're talking elite odds, Elliot, let's talk horse racing. The Cox Plate on Saturday, you got some elite odds on offer from PointsBet?
Yeah, we do. It's unbelievable. If that wasn't enough to fill your boots on Sunday, fill your boots Saturday with us at PointsBet. Russian Camelot, currently the favourite to win the Cox Plate, probably the buzz horse in the country at the moment. $4.80 to win. We're going to offer $4 for Russian Camelot to run first or second in the Cox Plate. So just another unbelievable one from the guys at PointsBet.
Check out PointsBet. Great odds and offers. Download the PointsBet app today. Remember to gamble responsibly. Elliot, enjoy your grand final weekend.
Thanks, guys. We'll do you too.
This is the Panther Hour with MG and Liam. You're on Triple Panther. 3 sleeps to go, MG. 3 sleeps to go.
Not much sleeping done for these fans of these Panthers or these Storm, because it's nail-biting time, brother.
Absolutely. Panther Hour is brought to you by Mitsubishi. The Triton is its toughest ute ever. Rock-solid 10-year warranty, 10 years cap price servicing. Nothing can frighten a Triton. Bit like the Panthers in Sunday's game. Nothing can frighten them, MG. Exclusions and conditions, including Mitsubishi servicing, apply. See your Mitsubishi dealer for details. Now, MG, yesterday in the paper and on the show, we discussed the tragedy that was the 1990 Grand Final. We saw you in tears and with your, frankly, too much thigh on show in the picture that was in the Daily Telegraph.
Yes, I agree.
But 12 months later, that was forgotten.
It was. We had a fantastic year. I think we lost 4 games all season. We changed our jerseys to the licorice all sorts. What I spoke about yesterday was completely different to 91. We got to the grand final and we bunkered down and we towed the line. And when the grand final bell went, when Roy Simmons scored that try in the corner to basically wrap it up, the realisation of obtaining the ultimate victory in our sport was just overwhelming. I've never felt anything like it. I've never felt anything like it since. Having my children was a completely different feeling. Getting married is a completely different feeling. That ecstasy feeling you've got of obtaining that ultimate victory, as I say, is just something like you can't replicate. You're in your gear for about 2 hours after the game, and when we finally got on the bus to go back to Penrith, we got word that there's fans along the freeway all the way back to past Strathfield, and basically as soon as you get on the freeway, that's where they were. Then we also heard that there was over 30,000 people waiting for us back at Penrith Leagues Club. So we had to go around a back way and get into the back of the Panthers Leagues Club. And again, the crowd recognised the fact that we were coming in that way, and they all rushed towards the bus. For the first time in my life, and probably the last time, I felt like one of the Beatles. It was just the crowd were rocking the bus. They were rocking the bus. And we jumped out and were kind of carried to the club. And then we went to every room. There were crowds gathered, which seemed about 15. There was just people spilling out into the club everywhere. It was just an amazing scene. We partied till about, I don't know, probably 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. as we finally walked out of the club. We made our way to the Pioneer Tavern where all the media came and, you know, photographed us and videotaped us and interviewed us. And then we got word that the club had been robbed that night of 300 grand.
What?
Yeah, the club got robbed that night. Someone, obviously they knew there was going to be big takings, so that morning someone stole some loot. Yeah, it was amazing. And so then we were partying for 3 days, and we had to kind of sober up and get ready to go to England for our World Club Challenge against Wigan. And there's no way, shape or form I'm getting on a plane after I just won a comp to go over to England. So I just left my run late, and I rang Don Felder, the CEO at the time, about 2 hours before the plane was about to take off. I said, mate, I've been here all morning trying to find my passport, and I can't find it. It's I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
He went, mate. He said, I can get something specially done. I said, no, mate, it's all right. I'm shattered.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I hang up from him, I rang a few mates. I said, well, let's go to the Gold Coast. Yeah. We're off. So we, about three or four of the players who also didn't go, we went to the Gold Coast, and up there we were treated like royalty for a week and partied, and the party just kept going. The party went on and on and on, and then it was almost... My cutoff stage was the fact that I had to get a reconstruction on my ankle that I buggered up about 6 weeks out from the grand final, that it was held together with strapping tape. So, I got the operation, and that was it. We come back for pre-season, and it was no way, is that over? Come on. It was a lot different than the year before, I'll tell you that.
You can see why players want to win one of those so badly, because that sounds like... a hell of a lot of fun. I mean, except for the bit where the club got robbed for 300 grand. That is, there you go. Yesterday we heard the lows that come with losing a grand final, and they're painted beautifully from MG. The highs that await whichever team gets the job done this Sunday. Excellent work, MG. We got to go. Tomorrow, Brad Fittler.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to join us, a man who won a comp with Penrith, so yes, has a strong attachment to that club, and is also has to pay close attention because he's got to give some blokes an origin start off the back of Sunday's performance as well. Ryan Pappenhausen going to get in, do you reckon?
Oh, he's in the squad, for sure. Mm. For sure and certain. So are a few other Panthers. I think Liam Martin, I think Nathan Cleary, I think Isaiah Yeo as well.
Well, we're going to speak to Freddie about all those things tomorrow. We got to go. One more show until the NRL Grand Final.
Bring it on. As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.